What's the meaning of the translation of Sankharupekayana?
Knowledge consisting in equanimity with regard to formations.
So your implication is that by the time there is complete equanimity to all conditioned dhammas, yeah, then it's inevitable that there is the turning to the unconditioned.
Just depending dhamma on conditions. This is the difference between jnana prior, sankharupekayana.
Sorry, the difference between what?
The jnana before sankharupekayana.
And sankharupekayana. Mm-hmm. So when it's sankharupekayana, it's completely...
Sankhara and upeka with panya.
And also, this was relating to that. We had a little bit more discussion before you arrived yesterday on the meaning of savaka. And Venerable Dhammananda may have a slightly different understanding, but what I understood from our discussion was that prior to the attaining of vipassana and jnanas, one can only say there are the conditions. Any satipatthana developed now is conditioned to become savaka in future. Mm-hmm. And when there is the development of vipassana and jnanas, one is a savaka of that Buddha. So if a bodhisattva or anyone developed vipassana jnanas under a previous Buddha, they would have been a savaka of that Buddha.
Okay, well that's, we were debating the other day too.
That's right. So I just followed up a little more. Is this your understanding of the meaning of savaka?
Yes, it is.
We said last time about chula satapana. I thought that if one was a chula satapana in the next life, they are assured of a good destiny. But I didn't think that in future lives after that they could be guaranteed not to go to the lower realms. Whereas I think Ajahn Sujin, you were saying that even a chula sotapanna is assured to carry on to be a kama sotapanna.
When that person's chula sotapanna?
Yes.
I think that if we don't cling too much to the word or the term, just talk about reality, like right understanding and the penetration, the true nature of realities right now, we begin to see the different stages of panya, different level, for example. And we don't have to call it this is that, and this is that, and this is that. But when it's firm and when it's very high developed, we can say like that. And even in sutta, it's not mentioned about the stages of vipassana jnana, just clear comprehension, see, just that word includes or covers many jnana. Mm-hmm. We don't have to pinpoint, yeah. Otherwise it seems like whether this is this level of jnana or whether it's that sankharupek jnana or something like that. No need. Just clear comprehension. Clearer and clearer. So if you think about the crow, I still have the picture of a blackbird flying. But panya or reality is not like that at all.
So it's how irreversible it is, though. I'd always thought there has to be the experience of nirvana for it to be irreversible, but you were indicating that even deep understanding of realities to the level of advanced vipassana jnana is enough to make it seem it will carry on after the eventual...
For Pajjeka Buddha, could he state what level of jnana is there?
No.
See, and who are we?
Yes.
We just read and we try to think out, yeah.
So we can't really pinpoint exactly, we can't really say that
much. I think that when we read, we better understand the depth of realities. And when it's there, it's there. For example, if there is no understanding of realities right now as nama, that which is now experiencing, and the rupa which is experienced, then how can there be the understanding of ayatana from not appearing like one is sound asleep? And then how come the sound to appear, a visible object to appear? At that moment, can that person have enough understanding about all ayatanas? But just since that appears, there must be the doorway for that to appear. And when it's sound, we don't have to think that there is the ear base, and there's also the sound and other jetasika accompany citta. It is limited by one's own panya, whether who is that person. But there can be right understanding about the arising and falling away of reality, and the understanding of what is meant by ayatana as much as that person can understand. So we can understand different persons from Putujana to different stages of Vipassanayana and Sotapanna, different stages, because there are lots of Sotapanna with more or less Panya than the others, and Sakadagami and so forth. Just know oneself.
So getting back to our level of understanding, mm-hmm. which is far, far from the higher jnanas, you said that the 24 conditions are the condition for the arising of understanding of dhammas.
Of all realities,
of all realities.
When we talk about 24.
Okay.
Yeah.
So what about the conditions for the arising of understanding, for the development of
something? Without hearing is impossible, without considering. So there are pariyati, patipatti, and pativeda. Or suttamaya panya, cintamaya panya, and bhavanamaya panya. How can we mix them all? How can we make the suttamaya panya be bhavana panya? They are different levels.
Can you say a bit more about, if we've heard Dhamma and the considering that gives rise to direct understanding?
Do you mean that it's not that way?
I mean it's that way, but can you say
so it's that
more?
Way.
What is the characteristic of direct understanding when it occurs?
You mean Satipatthana,
yes.
Or Vipassayana?
Satipatthana.
Satipatthana. Realities arise and fall away. Now what is appearing? One knows by oneself whether there is Satipatthana or not Satipatthana at all. So there must be the difference between moment with Satipatthana and moment without Satipatthana. Without this understanding, Satipatthana cannot grow. Usually people think that they are growing or developing Satipatthana, but actually it's the Satipatthana which grows, no one at all. So when there is the understanding that we have learned, we have read, we have thought, we have understood about realities as not self, and one characteristic can appear at one time only. For example, visible object is now appearing, it's not sound, right? And when sound appears, it's not visible object. By understanding this, and in a day, we listened to Dhamma, we read, and we thought about Dhamma, but it's only thinking. So the moment when awareness arises at that level of Satipatthana, it's not thinking, but it is aware, the awareness of a characteristic. Each reality has its own characteristic. Now, without seeing, the characteristic of visible object cannot appear. It cannot appear to the blind. But now visible object is appearing to avijja, different from vijja, because there is no understanding of it. But when there is the beginning of awareness, even right now, as naturally as now, there can be moment of beginning to understand visible object, that it is this, not other thing else, just a reality. It's like the same as the other doorway, like body sense. Hardness is now appearing. Usually in there, hardness always appear to Kaya Vinyana because we touch from time to time, many, many times a day. But there is no understanding of what is touched at all. But whenever there is right understanding, which is conditioned from hearing and understanding, it conditions moment of awareness to arise. That's why it conforms with the idea of anattaness. All dhammas, even sati, must be anatta. No one can force, no one can think, no one can induce it to arise, but there must be conditions for its arising. So it arises as anatta, as it is, by being aware of a characteristic. It can be any doorway right now. But by being so very natural, like what the Tipitaka says, that it follows reality. It does not induce any reality. It cannot create any reality. But whatever arises, its moment of not being forgotten to aware or to understand that characteristic. That is the characteristic of Sammasati. Very natural. Like now, there must be hardness appear somewhere. somewhere. See, no eye, no self, no room, no elbow, no finger. And right awareness can be aware. But if it's I who am aware, then it's different. It's different. It cannot be the Sammasati. It is distorted by thinking that it's I who can make it arise. But actually, hardness is as common as it usually is, and awareness just is there at the characteristic. In order to understand what Sammasati is natural, and it has to be that way because it's not induced by the idea of self or thinking that I'll do, I'll have it, it's impossible. So at that very moment, it arises and it performs a function of what we can say follow, because there must be hardness, and usually there's no awareness. But when hardness appears and awareness is aware, just as necessary, just be aware or experience that object after Kaya Vinyana, because there must be Kaya Vinyana, otherwise hardness cannot appear. But when it has appeared, usually no moment of understanding it at all, just taking it for something all the time. But when there is understanding, it's not just follow the idea or concept instantly, but it is aware, even just a very few moments or very short, but it's there. To show the difference between moment with awareness and moment without awareness. So who knows? Only that person. Very, very pachatan. Just by oneself. For oneself.
I'm interested to hear you say it follows.
Yes.
It follows the reality.
It depends, because you see that anu in Pali. What does it mean? To follow, right? Yeah. If there is no hardness appearing, how can sati be aware? But when it's there, and usually there's no awareness, it's only the idea of something instantly. So it shows that there is no right awareness at all. But whenever it's there, we don't tell where or when, but there it is. And right awareness is there. Just follow. So fast, like there is the idea of someone is seen, as soon as there is seeing. So when right awareness arises, just like that. No suppression.
And if there's awareness arises of, say, the visible object, it doesn't mean the thinking about visible object stops, does it?
Different moment.
Yeah, different moment.
Because even right now, what is seen?
What is seen?
Mm-hmm.
You mean according to Abhidhamma, or how does it appear?
As simple as what is seen.
What is seen, people and things.
Is there any thinking?
There must be lots of thinking.
Mm-hmm. But when there is awareness, it's not thinking.
That's correct.
Like that.
Right. Mm-hmm. But the thinking that creates people and things out of visible object, we're not conscious of that thinking, are we? I mean, the thing we're conscious of is thinking about the people and the things, but the thinking that creates the people and things in the first place is just subconscious.
That's why we talk a lot about avicca,
yes.
But where is it? When is it? It's there, but it cannot be known, see? Right.
So what Ajahn explained a moment ago, the conventional thinking of I hear the sound or I see the visible object, that in and of itself tends to guarantee that we don't have awareness of the nature of
awareness
realities.
Can follow any reality, even thinking.
But if it's wrong thinking that I am seeing...
Awareness is a reality, right? Awareness can arise and be aware of any object in order to know that it's not self who is thinking.
Even immediately after thinking with more.
Otherwise, there is no way to eradicate wrong view at all.
That's what I was getting confused about. Yes. Mm-hmm. If it was impossible for that to happen, then there'd be no way to break the cycle.
To learn to know what awareness is, so that it will be the natural one and the real one. Otherwise, we would use the term awareness, but it's not awareness. This is totally different from the idea of self, who can do, but to understand the path. And the noble path is also very subtle too. All four Ariya Sajjas are subtle. not only Nibbana is sati, even the path leading to experience Nibbana is also sati too.
I think the difficult thing to grasp intellectually is that when awareness arises from what you're saying, it doesn't change the process that is occurring, but there is awareness or understanding of some Dhamma or other, but the thinking and even the avicca, the ignorance, goes on as before. But
so one knows it goes on now.
Yes.
When it goes on, it goes on. When awareness arises, it arises, that's all.
But there has to be, of course, less ignorance than otherwise.
Very, very gradually, like very, very gradually, avicca arises each moment from one doorway to another doorway.
In terms of the 24 conditions, which one or ones in particular would apply to the arising of satipatthana?
Pakatupanisyapachaya.
Can you give an example?
Can anyone know about what one has accumulated from eons and eons ago? But whenever what arises, one knows that it's from accumulation. Otherwise, it cannot arise at all.
And this is never about a quieter place in posture. It can be, but it's not when you deliberately seek it.
If there is no understanding reality at this moment, can one expect to have it arise? When and where?
This question I ask not because I have any particular issue with samadhi, but because of a discussion I'm having. Does samadhi have a particular role in the development of satipatthana?
What is samadhi?
I understand samadhi to be ekagata cetasika.
Does it arise right now?
I believe it does.
So, can the condition right understanding right now?
Ekagata? I wouldn't have thought so, but so of course the suttas do
what
mention.
What does one mean by samadhi condition, panya?
Seems to me that it just means that at a moment of panya there is ekagata of the appropriate level.
All jetasikas are appropriate then.
Yeah. If they arise, they're appropriate.
They have to arise with kusala citta.
Yes.
Or wholesome jetasikas, not only samadhi.
Isn't samadhi the proximate cause though?
When?
Isn't samadhi the
This is the question,
cause?
When?
When?
Yes.
I'm not sure when
it accompanies right understanding of the Eightfold Path, not other type of samadhi at all.
Can one say it's the proximate cause of right understanding at any moment of satipatthana or only at moments of vipassana jnana?
What about the 37 Bodhipakya Dhamma?
What about them?
The 37
yes.
Bodhipakya Dhamma, not just one.
You were saying yesterday or the day before that samadhi is stronger at moments of, say, vipassana jnana than in normal satipatthana, or moments of satipatthana, samadhi is quite strong.
Even one knows that there is ekagata cetasika right now. Does it appear?
Right.
See, all cetasikas do not appear.
But if vipassana jnana is very strong and clear.
Yeah.
So,
yeah. When we talk about clear, we forget panya. We just think about samadhi or something else. But actually, if panya is not that degree, can reality appear clearly?
So panya is the main cittasika.
In the teachings of Buddha, all concerns panya, the development of panya.
Any reason why samadhi is singled out for mention as the proximate cause?
Even right now, there is seeing and it is accompanied by ekakata cetasika, but ekakata cetasika does not appear. But when satipatthana arises, does ekakata cetasika appear? Not yet. Because awareness is aware, the characteristic of awareness is there. So one can see the difference between sati and samadhi. That's why it must be the only one way is satipatthana. Not pasa, not vetana, not jetana, not samadhi patana.